Yes. Now, we were telling you on Monday morning about a church in County Donegal, Chock Pobal Vuaire in Derrabioga, destroyed in a fire that night. Local Sinn Féin TD Pierce Doherty was telling Audrey that his father Micheál's anniversary mass was due to take place there this week. Well, to help raise funds to rebuild the church, a concert in the county this Saturday featuring Daniel O'Donnell. And he's with us now. Daniel, good morning.
Morning, Gavin. How you doing?
Good, and thank you very much for taking our call this morning.
No, thank you.
This is not far from where you're from. You knew this church, yes?
Oh, God, it's not far at all. We're only about 10 miles from where the church is. We're sort of a neighbouring parish and would be very aware of it. And, you know, shocked on, you know, Tuesday morning when we learned about the church, you know, being burnt down. And it's just sad for the community too, you know, because a chapel, well, anywhere, but in a rural community, you know, the chapel is a very, very important building for people. And I would have been in it many times at masses, and, you know, so it's a huge thing. But this concert is just organised like the click of a finger. Somebody called me a couple of days ago and asked if I would be at home at the weekend, and I am going to be home. And they said they wanted to put on a concert in Crawley, which Crawley is just beside Gweedore. And they had a festival there last week and that had a marquee up. So they said they'll keep the marquee. So it seemed like it was a good way to do it. Now, so it is last minute, so I hope people will be able to come out. Moya Brennan will be there, and Mairead Nguini from Alton. And I'm sure there are other people too. I'm not sure exactly who else is on, but it should be a good night's music. But I suppose an opportunity for the community to come together.
How much money are you hoping to raise?
Oh, whatever. I mean, I don't know. I don't think there's a figure, but I suppose anything that's raised is helpful, you know, in this situation.
Do you know how much is needed to rebuild the church?
I have no idea. No, it's very early days, I'm sure. There's nothing like that even being discussed yet, other than they will, I heard they said, they will rebuild the church. But no, I haven't heard anything about how much or finances or anything like that.
Now, I know you've concerts coming up later in the year in Ireland. They're all sold out, I gather, so this is probably the only chance for people to see you this summer, is it?
Well, we have concerts now in May, and then in Killarney, there's some tickets there for Killarney in August, but the ones in May are fairly well sold, maybe one or two tickets in all of the places, or maybe some has none. But yes, and Donegal, I suppose, this is a very special evening, you know, for the community as well. And I think people at home, I'm not at home, but people in Gweedore, they'll be shocked, and you know, at the idea of this happening, you know. And you know, that it's a big thing, as I said in the beginning, for the community. I mean, people are baptized there, they're confirmed there, they got married there, their families who passed away would be buried out of this church. So it's a place where people have come, and happy times, sad times, and it's a big part of life. And the area, you know, in Gweedore, Derrybeg, the whole area there. So I suppose to be able to come together on Saturday night too, for everybody and for the neighbouring parishes too, to support them, I think that's a big thing too, that everybody pulls together and shows solidarity when something like this happens. I know it is only a building, and thank God there's nobody hurt or nobody,
yes,
you know, is injured. That's a good thing, but it's still a big loss to the community.
Listen, before I let you go, congratulations. I gather you became a granddad again this week.
We have another wee lad out, and at the beginning of April, Jack was born in Melbourne, Australia. And we're actually, Magellan, as if we're actually in Banbridge babysitting this week for the three that we have here, Olivia and Archie and Luke. So it's
will you get out to Australia?
It's a fair task. Well, they're coming home in July. Magella's going out in September. So we'll stagger, and they're going to come again at Christmas. So we're kind of staggering. Siobhan is going out in May. So it's a whole organisation of people going and making sure that there's a good connection there.
You'll be called upon for more babysitting.
But well, I mightn't be as ready to be babysitting in Australia, but look, it's great. Thank God everybody's well, and it's lovely for Michael and Sarah to have their first baby.
Lovely to talk to you. Thanks for speaking to us. Daniel O'Donnell, Minute to Nine.